You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Folks, first thing Democrats do when they get power is move to keep you from shooting their voters. Sorry, replacement voters. They're not legally voters yet. Yeah, gun control laws passing in Virginia. Democrats have been busy little bees. You know what you gotta love? There's one for if you get caught with a gun in your car. I'm not kidding. You can be charged with a felony. See, so there are laws and crimes Democrats do want to prosecute. Folks, given who I am, I don't leave the house without multiple. Anyway. In other words, I could be arrested for what I'm doing right now. Just want to protect myself. But they see that as a danger to their voters. And they see their voters as violent criminals and most especially illegal immigrant violent criminals. That's not rhetoric. I can prove it with facts like this. Same week we're watching Democrats in Virginia. First thing they do is take the guns away from law-abiding Americans while they churn illegal immigrants who could be deported by ICE back on the street to live with us while taking our guns away because they don't want them to get hurt. I'm not kidding. They don't. By the way, you know that gun storage law in Virginia? Did you see this? Democrats exempted themselves. They can have guns in their car because they don't want to get hit over the head by one of their voters. No, that's for you. The hypocrisy here is incredible. So the same week we see Democrats slinging gun control laws like their cartel-affiliated friends sling bullets, this headline, blue state Democrats block debate on bill to, get this, notify ICE of illegal immigrants arrested for violent crimes. So they're going to disarm you while turning loose a person that could have been deported 6 weeks ago to terrorize you. Democrats in the Minnesota House of Representatives, I'm just presenting where the Democrats are going. Where are they going? Democrats in Minnesota House of Representatives on Monday blocked consideration of legislation that would require local prosecutors to notify federal government when they arrest illegal immigrants for violent crimes. Why? So they pick them up. Why? Because you understand in these blue areas, they bond them. They turn them right out on bond like they're Americans, right? So they keep going, keep committing more crimes. They churn them out. ICE could hold them and detain them so no one has to get hurt. Border Czar Tom Homan announced the end of Operation Metro Surge, a crackdown on illegal immigrants in Minnesota. Folks, you know how great they've done in that state? 12,000 illegal immigrants taken into custody during an enforcement operation. Over 70% convicted of crimes in America. So in other words, good Democrat voters. The kind they really don't want you to kill with your guns in self-defense. I'm serious. This is where we are. But it's not a new place. You know where they got the idea? Mao. I've told you so many times about the Chinese Communist Revolution, and we've played Xi Van Fleet's interviews with Tucker Carlson, in which she explained, look, I remember Communist China as a child. If you are a high-ranking oppressed class, and every human being in China is ranked from 1 to 5, you can beat and kill somebody of a oppressor class, and it is not a crime. They would actually bring oppressor class members up onto the stage to be beaten and killed in front of audiences by oppressed. There's no charges. She talked about what she remembered from when she, this is where Democrats are going. You can see it today. It's all over the news. Certain groups of people, no crimes can stick. No crimes are prosecuted. They are allowed to commit crime. They are encouraged to commit crime. Take Armenians, valuable Democrat voter group in California. They are very loyal and they donate too. When Dr. Oz came to investigate the massive hospice care fraud, Gavin Newsom not only refused to help him because he's fine with them stealing money from the U.S. taxpayer at the rate of billions. There, folks, there is more hospice care money going to the county of L.A. than the rest of the country combined. Newsom says, fine, no, I'm good with it. Instead, refuses to prosecute, refuses to investigate, and files a civil rights complaint against Dr. Oz. That's where we are. Certain people are allowed to commit crime because they are what? In Marxism, which is what they're practicing, this is what you're seeing. This is not soft on crime. Not that. It's classic Marxism. Illegal immigrants are in the most oppressed class because they are the future voters of this country, and so they can commit whatever crimes they want. So, folks, in the same, don't get yourself, oh, Democrats are soft on crime. Every time I hear one of us say that, on our side, I cringe. I'm like, no, that's not, they're not at all. No, they just define crime differently than we do. Listen to Susan Rice, Obama's right-hand man, or woman, or whatever, telling corporate CEOs, if you move out of Democrat areas so we can't rob you blind, we're going to prosecute you. We're going to make up crimes. We will bury you. But I didn't commit a crime. Doesn't matter. As we saw from Trump, doesn't matter. But actual crime is not prosecuted. So the same week Democrats are cracking down and making criminals out of law-abiding gun owners, literally, you can't do what I do every day with my gun. In Virginia, I'd be a criminal. Same Democrats are churning actual illegal immigrant criminals out on the street in violation of federal law. So what we're looking at is a system where laws only apply to people who don't consistently vote Democrat. What is that? Is that new? No, it's not. Study them out. It's classic Marxism. It's classic Marxism. It's what's coming to this country. Or we can rattle John Thune's cage, get these bills through while we still have time. Because we are running out of time to codify this stuff in the Senate.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.